and welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host of this evening's show, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that also, aside from listening to us through the Guardian Radio app, which you can get from the App Store or Play Store, you can also go to the NAGB's website and you can listen to all of the archive shows. So you go to www.nagb.org.us. You go to the Learn menu and you scroll down to Blank Canvas and you can listen to this week's Blank Canvas show, but you can also listen to all of the Blank Canvas shows. And we've been doing Blank Canvas for 10 years, so there's a whole bunch of shows to listen to. And while you're on the NAGB's website, definitely check out whatever they've got upcoming. They always have a lot of really great shows on. The NAGB is free for all Bahamians and all local residents living in the Bahamas, Bahamian or not. It is free every day, open from Monday to Saturday, so you should definitely go on down to the NAGB. We're here tonight listening to what's going on in the art scene outside of the NAGB, outside of the current, outside of these very big structures that have had a lot of support either from the government or from a large corporation. And we're talking to a couple of artists that are just making it happen from a grassroots level. We heard from June Cully before the break. She's got the Gallery 6260 on East Bay Street, which is on the south side of the road, just past the tourist police. And now we're going to hear from Ashley Cooper, who has been doing a really amazing program out at the restaurant Traveler's Rest out on West Bay Street. So Ashley, welcome to Blank Canvas. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so
tell us a little bit about what, again, I want to talk about your own practice. We'll do that after the next break. We'll talk about you and June, just your art practice. But I'd love to hear about the Traveler's Rest program. Mm-hmm. How that got started, how you came up with the idea, like what made you want to do it, like and how you're pulling the artists in. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, so at Traveler's Rest, every other Tuesday, we are having Art Rising, the summer series exhibitions, where we have young Bahamian artists come in and showcase their work. And this all started when Alan and I, we were talking about making something more. And I remember he was doing a mural up at Traveler's Rest. And when I came up there, we were talking about just having a small showcase and doing something intimate. And I said, well, if we can make it something bigger, it could be for the entire summer. And I know a few people that are able to do a show, they're able to pull off a show. And so I called up all of my people and I said, hey, there's an opportunity for us. We can build up the community. This could be a new platform. And things started to build up. And after the first show, things just kept progressing from there. And I'm just hoping that it keeps going for years to come, because this is such a great thing to where the first show caused a bunch of different people to start sending in their portfolios to be reviewed, to be a part of the whole project. So I think that's great that it's trending and other people are getting involved and other people want to start it up, because I wanted there to be more hubs for artists like me and others to come in and have a place to really express themselves and sell work.
Like we were talking, it's such a great idea, but also like we were talking before the break, you need a space for artists to like experiment and to have their first couple of shows. You know, you just can't come out of art school or come out from painting in your backyard to go into the NAGB, right?
Right.
Or to go straight to the current, even. Like there needs to be like a progression. Like you have to start somewhere a little more low key, work your way kind of up to the big guys. And so right. I think it's, and I also like it because it's kind of informal, right? I think a lot of people are sort of scared of art because they think it's hoity-toity. They think they're going to come to the NAGB and everyone's going to be like, oh, let's go, like have tea and you know, use big long words, and you have to have a master's degree to even walk in the door, you know. And that's such a, it's such a disservice to art, because what I always tell, and then also when people say like art is for the elite, I'm like, you give me 20 artists in a room and maybe one of them comes from an elite family. Like artists come from the community. Artists are normally like out there on the ground. And this idea that to go to an art gallery suddenly is like inaccessible or something only like if you have a college degree you can go do, like that's just totally not true. Like art is there for everybody to just enjoy. Like make, you know, you don't have to buy it, you don't have to go to an art gallery because you want to buy art. You can go to an art gallery because you want to look at art,
right?
And maybe you want to, you know, maybe you just want to have a nice afternoon out, like instead of going to the aquarium or going to the beach on a rainy day, like go to an art gallery.
Right. And then with the Chocolate Stress experience, it's not just you coming to look at art. Now we have food involved and drinks that complement the artwork as well. So you have a whole experience with all of my senses. So I think it's really fun and that it'll really allow people to come in and build up the community and see new faces.
And also just like break that barrier that art is like fancy. Like, you know, you go to Traveler's Rest and Traveler's Rest is the most, I mean, y'all are like young things, but here I am. I've been going to Traveler's Rest for like literally 35 years. It was an institution when I was, it was like every Sunday, it was daiquiri night at Traveler's Rest back in like 1985, you know, but it's so great that Traveler's Rest has like come back. And it's just, it's hopping. Like I work down like on the West End and I drive past Traveler's Rest every night.
Oh man.
I'll tell you, like, there's always a traffic jam when I'm hitting that stretch because it's like, it's really, and I'm always like swearing in my car. I'm like, oh man, I want to get home. But when something happening with art, I stop by. So backgammon night, let me tell you,
Great. We're definitely excited to have other galleries to come in and we all support each other. I definitely would love that to start to be a thing. So when we come up with a calendar, we can actually make that happen. That'd be super awesome.
Yeah, of course. We should all support each other because, again, like the idea that there's more than one gallery means that like we're competing. That's not how it works. It's like like saying, if I write a book and you write a book, and if then June wants to write a book, she's trying to like take art. No, like we can read three books. It's like
that's something I always have to tell people. I was like, don't worry about what other people doing. Just worry about what you're doing. You know,
like everybody fries chicken, but then you still like go to New York. So it's like not only one way. You can all watch different too. So that's
one thing. So I think like the whole Traveler's Rest experience. Yeah, it's not like what I'm doing at my gallery at West, which is like in a very very different environment. But they all have their place, right? They're all needed. I love what's happening at Traveler's Rest. I love what's happening at 6260 because it's like each one has its own vibe, right?
Yeah.
Each one is doing its own thing. And Traveler's Rest, you know, you get a bucket of beers for like, what is it, $20 or something?
Yeah, $25.
A bucket of five beers. You get to play backgammon, you can play dominoes, and you can look at art. So I'm like, what is there not to like?
Honestly.
And so that happens every other Tuesday. You're telling me you change the art every 2 weeks?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But it's really fun because you get to come in and as June said, you see these artists start to figure things out for themselves and figure out what they like, what they don't like, how they want to position things. And it's a whole process of them learning the vibe of having a show. And I think the experience is what's needed for the next step in their creative career. So I like that it's happening.
Absolutely. I hope you have a little book for everyone to write their name down in. First important thing when you have a gallery, make sure you get the names of the people coming to see your show.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. And so what does your scheduling look like for the next like couple months? Who have you got on the roster?
Well, we have Danielle Darville, who does yarn work. We also have Johnny Beetle.
Yarn work? So Ashley, you said a yarn artist?
Yes, we do have an artist that does yarn, and she has these puppets and dolls that she makes along with her nautical paintings. And so I think it all comes together in showcasing the Bahamas and giving the vibe of feeling paradise since we are all able to travel right now.
That's true. That's true. And who else have you got coming up on the roster? So when does their show open? Give us a little details on the next few shows coming up for our audience.
So we have shows coming up on the 20th, the 27th, and we have Monica Cunningham coming up. Her show is named Suspense. We also have Jason Evans, who's coming up, who's really great with spoken word. So it'll be more of a performance art as well, included with his visual pieces. And so I think it'll be really interesting and it'll be really cool because we also want to have kids come out who are into storytelling, who have their anime drawings and want them to have a space where they can share. Because
fantastic. We're going to be hearing from Jason hopefully later. Whose show's opening on the 20th?
On the 20th, we have Monica Cunningham with Suspense.
Now, I know Monica. She's a painter. Is that correct?
Yes, she is.
So tell us a little bit more about Monica's work.
I like Monica's work. I feel that she has a very fine detail to what she does. And she also likes to experiment as well. When I saw her work, I saw that she did some skateboards that I was really interested in. And then she has these wire dolls as well. And so I like that she doesn't just stick to one thing, that she has a lot of different crafts and paintings to showcase. And so I think it'll allow people to kind of dance around the room and really see her character come out through the work.
Cool. I find that a lot of Bahamian artists have a multiplicitous practice. Like very often, a lot of Bahamian artists don't just stick with like one type of thing. They'll also do whatever. And then on the 27th, who's coming up? So that's 1 week turnaround. You've got a week to show 1 week. Okay. And yes, on the 27th, who's the next artist?
Well, on the 27th, we want to start having game nights where we have the artists and our collectors come out and kind of blend with each other, network, and have line painting going on, have prizes to give away. And so we want it to be festive. We want to build it up a little bit more and get more people out there and having fun and just enjoying the whole creative space.
Fantastic. Well, I know last night I went out there. Last night was a Tuesday night. So I went out the same night with Demie Ubani, who's a painter, but she also, again, makes backgammon sets and domino sets. And
that's right.
Wood. And we had a domino tournament. There was only four of us, but I no one knew how to play backgammon, but we learned. And, and we drank a lot of beer and we had a good time.
That's super great.
Exactly. So I think, like I said, I think what you're doing, Ashley, is really, really interesting. I think it's a great way for people to, who feel, again, like a little intimidated by just going to a serious art gallery and like a traveler's rest. It's like you can get something to eat, you can play some games, you can network, like you said, smoke your cigar outside.
They've
a deck. started creeping over to where Lewis and Staines used to be.
Right.
And so right now that we're all still have to be cautious with our social distancing, there's a lot of outdoor space. The people that are going into the gallery space to look at the art, that's done like very responsibly. And so again, it's just a really great way to get engaged with like a lot of different young Bahamian creatives. So anyone listening, I really recommend that. Ashley, I really commend you for like just making that happen. I know Alan Wallace was one of the people behind that too. And it's so really inspirational to see people like Alan and people like June who have like established themselves a little more, who've had some commercial success, who've made like a business out of their work, to see them like bringing up the next generation and passing that kind of knowledge. I think that's just so beautiful to see. So I really hope the audience listening will support. So that's Traveler's Rest, which is out on West Bay Street. It's pretty much if you come through that cut, I don't know the name, Tropical Gardens.
Yes,
highway, and you take a right. It's pretty much just there. So that's Tuesday nights at Traveler's Rest, and like every other Tuesday, it's a new artist being put up. The next artist is Monica Cunningham, who will be opening her show on the 20th of June, and on the 27th, there's like the Mix and Mingle night. I also know you've got Jason Evans, and we're hoping he's going to join us on the show later. Yes. Right now, we're going to go to a short break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to hear from Jason. We're going to hear from June and Ashley about your own practices and what you've been up to, because as well as running your businesses, you are also artists yourself. So you are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm your host for this evening, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.